How are you? Welcome to the Entrepreneur Experiment Podcast with me, Gary Fox. Today, it's Idealab time. We're going to run through what it's really like to interview Stephen Bartlett. I'm going to talk about startup awards that are coming up that I'm judging and hosting. And tonight is the podcast awards. I'm going to give you my thoughts on them as well. First, quick thank you to my partners. I'm building much more than a podcast with the Entrepreneur Experiment and have a very clear vision of what I'm trying to achieve. One of those goals was to get involved in funding Irish businesses, and I've just achieved that goal. I've joined the Quintus Capital team as a special advisor to the EIIS Innovation Fund. I spent the last couple of years getting to know the team, learning about the industry, and the time has come to join forces. The EIIS Innovation Fund has invested in several of the podcast guests you know and love already, such as Matthew and Katie from Squid and Peggy and Crowley of Brown Wellbeing, which has made the decision to join the fund a really, really simple one. EIIS Tax Relief provides significant tax refunds to investors who back Irish SMEs. However, the main issue with EIS is finding the right companies to invest in. This is where the EIS Innovation Fund comes in. It has an experienced management team to allocate your capital. They're now raising capital for November and December to deploy in 2024. If you are interested in becoming an investor, please visit EIIS.fund, so EIIS.fund, or download a copy of the online brochure in the show notes. Ever find yourself jumping from task to task? Sudden eureka moments at the weirdest hours, and you forget little details? Does that sound familiar? That might be ADHD, and ADHD Now are here to help. Their experienced clinical professionals conduct video consultations at your schedule and help you manage and understand these symptoms, turning them into your unique assets. Visit adhdnow.ie/fox and use the code FOX10 at checkout for 10% discount on your initial consultation and full assessment. I've got a massive ambition for this podcast. I want to make this the number one business podcast in the world. If I'm going to do that, I've got to be world-class on every single level. And that includes having a world-class studio, which I now have at iconic offices, The Green Room. It's an incredible space. I first recorded here with my live pod back in June, and I loved it. And get this, it's publicly bookable. That means you can go online and book it right now. As I said, it's called The Green Room. It's a private cinema and screening room. That means it's perfect to wow a client with a pitch, host a private screening, or do what I do, record a podcast here. So, as I record here, and as you know, I'm a member of Iconic Offices, I've got the team at Iconic Offices to hook us up with a number of exclusive complimentary office trials and discounts for my audience for booking this exact space. No catches. Simply go to the web link in the description, grab the offer that works best for you. Thanks, Iconic Offices. Okay, the question I got asked most last week after Stephen Bartlett was, what's he really like? It's such an Irish question. What's he like in person? The answer to that is, he's sound. He's very sound. He's exactly like you'd expect him to be if you've watched him online, if you watch any of the kind of behind the scenes stuff he does. Incredibly charismatic guy. Very, very charismatic person. And it actually is nice because sometimes you do meet people and you realize they're quite one-dimensional, that they have a character that they play, and outside that character, they're completely different. That they have this little thing they put on for online or for social, and then beyond that, they don't really have much more. Whereas he was the complete opposite, which I'd kind of expected, because you really don't get to his level if you're putting on a show, because you can put on a show for like a little bit, but to get to his level and to do what he does at the level, you really have to be something else. And he is, I have to say, he actually is the real deal. Incredibly charismatic person, charming, nice, gracious, a real professional as well. He was able to really kind of like go deeper. So when we were running through backstage, we're kind of running through kind of like a dry run of what we wanted to talk about. It was very natural and relaxed, but he was able to be incisive, and he was able to really try to deliver as much value as possible on stage. So it was really, really interesting. It was a bit weird interviewing an interviewer, as in, this is what he does. One of his jobs is that, you know, he has the Diary of a CEO podcast. So to be switching the tables on him was interesting, and I really enjoyed it from a level up perspective for myself. So to get better at my own craft, it was really interesting to interview probably one of the best in the world, if not the best. So I enjoyed that challenge. And to be honest with you, I didn't feel out of place. I felt good. I felt comfortable. I felt challenged. And that's exactly where you want to be, right? You want to be exactly on that line between being comfortable and being uncomfortable. Not out of your depth, not being somewhere you shouldn't be, but equally not being in your comfort zone all the time. You want to be right on that threshold. And that event, being up on stage in front of 750 people, interviewing one of the best entrepreneurs in the world, that felt good. It felt challenging. It felt exciting. And I felt like I was growing. So it was a really good day for me. A couple of key takeaways. If you didn't make it to the live event, I have a couple of key takeaways that really stuck with me. When I ask people questions, sometimes people just spit back the first thing that comes into their head, or they have a set pattern that they just give you this answer that they've just decided on. This is the answer. But what I liked about Stephen was he actually put time to think into his replies. And the best one I've got, this is the best answer I've ever got to this question, because I ask people this quite a bit. Doesn't always make the cut on the pod, but I always try to figure out imposter syndrome, because that cripples a lot of entrepreneurs. We all feel it as humans. We feel like we're out of our depth. That's why I talked about it a few minutes ago, about being at, you don't want to be out of your depth, but you want to be right on the cusp of growth. And the imposter syndrome question I asked was, did he ever suffer from imposter syndrome? And he thought about it for a good maybe 20, 30 seconds before replying, no, you should never even use that phrase. I'm going to paraphrase him now. So if you were there and you're saying that's not exactly what he said, I'm going to paraphrase my understanding of what he said. He's like, we shouldn't use words like syndrome to like self-label ourselves, because it's limiting. If you say, oh, imposter syndrome, I suffer from that, then it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, right? You know, oh, I have imposter syndrome. If you keep telling yourself you have, you always will. And his insight, which I've taken away and which I'm now applying to my own life, is why would you not want to be right on the cusp of growth? That's why I started this podcast with that point, because it's stuck in my head since then. Why would you not want to be doing things that make you feel a little bit uncomfortable, that make you feel like you're pushing beyond? And that was his whole point. He's like, why would you not want to live a life of growth? Why would you not want to live a life of excitement? Because the other alternative is a life of kind of steady comfort, where you never really push yourself. So I thought that was one of the best answers I've ever got to that question. Most people will say, yeah, no, I suffer from imposter syndrome all the time. I don't even know why I'm here with you. I've got that answer loads. But his was the first one. I showed a real confidence as well. Look, I understand. He's one of the best in the world, right? He is the cream of the crop, right? He's at the top of his game right now. So for him to naturally feel confident, that makes sense. But I thought it was a really interesting reframing exercise, which we can all do. And that was one that brings me on to my second key takeaway. None of the answers he gave were exclusive to him. When I'm interviewing people, sometimes they will just give everything through their own lens and they'll view everything through their experience. Whereas a lot of the things he replied to, a lot of the questions he replied to, he was able to frame it in a way it included the whole audience and included all of us. So it wasn't just an answer he gave because this is his answer to that question. It was, well, this is how I think about this question and this is how I approach this question. And he kind of, he used the analogy of, you know, teach a person to fish, you know, they'll eat forever, you know, give a person a fish, they'll eat for a day. And that was kind of the analogy he used permanently, was that we need to think about things in terms of frameworks and in things of broader ways of answering a question, as opposed to, oh, this is the answer. You know, telling someone the answer doesn't really apply to them. So he gave a lot of frameworks about how he thinks about things. And I thought that was very interesting. His answers were much broader than a lot of answers I typically get. And I think that's because he has spent the time thinking about this. He's published 2 books. And I think there is a real clue in that for all of us, in that we need to think a little bit broader and we need to think a little bit wider and not just be so laser focused on ourselves, especially in Ireland. I think we need to think a little bit broader. So he was extremely thoughtful. That was my second key takeaway. Number three, and I love this one myself because this is one I apply to my life every single day. He puts his health first. And a little insider story from the day. He arrived to the RDS. Plenty of time for his talk. He went straight from the RDS. He left the RDS before his talk, went to a local gym, did his workout. I love the fact he just went to a normal gym. I was like, which gym decide to go to? And he's like, oh, I just Googled, you know, gyms near me. I love that. You always kind of assume these people have like, you know, loads of like PAs and loads of people around him. They don't. They just are normal people. He just Googled gym near me. He went over to Gym Plus in Ballsbridge, did his workout and came back and then got on stage. And he does that because he prioritizes his health. And I asked him about that during the talk. I was like, talk to me about your health. I know you're big into your health. Talk to me about what you do specifically. And he says, you know, everything is based on pillars in his life. You know, there's foundational pillars holding everything up. And he says, the health pillar holds everything. Everything is built upon the health pillar. So he's learned that he needs to put the health pillar at the bottom and then stack his life above that. That's what I do. And it was interesting to see an elite performer like him, whose time pressure is astronomical. His schedule that day was, when I say back to back to back to back, I mean that he was literally going from place to place to place, country to country to country. I was talking to his team about their plan for that week. And it was mind-blowing, the amount of countries he was going to be in, the amount of things he was going to do. And even as they were like thinking ahead, they were like, oh, next week, what's next week? Next week's LA, I think. And you know, to look at people on that level, but yet he was prioritizing his health. He was getting his workout in every single day. We always use excuses to not prioritize our health. Oh, I've got kids. Oh, I've got a job. Oh, when this, when that. Whereas when you see him at the very top of his game, putting his health first, that means there's no excuses for the rest of us. In summary, an incredibly impressive individual. I talked a lot during the chat with him about his behind the scenes vlog. So if you watch Diary of a CEO, you need to go and watch Behind the Diary. It's his vlog series about how they make the podcast and kind of his day-to-day life. It's a vlog of behind the scenes of his life. It is incredibly interesting. It is very revealing as to what it takes to be a top level entrepreneur. So I dug into that a little bit with him on the talk as well, but I definitely recommend going and watching that on YouTube. It's called Behind the Diary. Just put Behind the Diary in Steve Bartlett, it'll come up. So overall, yes, an incredibly impressive individual, incredibly charismatic. The way he held that stage, when you're talking to people on stage, you kind of you're focused intently on them because, you know, it's you're there to do a job. You're there to like intently, actively listen. And because I've done so many podcasts now, I'm very used to actively listening and being able to like line my thoughts up in my head. But you must be actively listening at all times. So occasionally on the day, I allowed myself to kind of like just to glance out into the audience. And almost to a person in the audience, they were fixated on him. They were glued to him. Usually when you look out into an audience, people are on their phone, people are leaving, people are talking to each other, people are just like, sometimes people are asleep, depends on the event, but like everyone in that audience was captivated by him, and his power of charisma really was something. You know, when they say like, you know, he has it or they have it, whatever it is, Stephen Bartlett has it. Incredibly impressive in person. The World Summit's back next May. I would highly recommend you go. Next year, they're going to have Gary Neville and Tim Grover. Gary Neville, I think, needs no introduction. What isn't known about him is that he's a highly, highly successful entrepreneur. He has multiple businesses across multiple industries. Really fascinating guy. You can tell I'm a United fan just from listening to this. And then Tim Grover is one of the best high performance coaches in the world. He's coached some of the finest US athletes. He's number of best-selling books. Some of them are on my shelf behind me here in my office, including a book called Winning, which is excellent about an elite, building an elite mindset. So that's next May. I would highly recommend you have a go. This week, this month, it's really packed. It's really, really cool to be seeing the momentum building from the podcast. And because I'm now doing the podcast so long and it's going so well, and I'm putting myself out there, to be very honest with you, I'm now getting opportunities. So cool opportunities come my way, including I'm hosting the Startup Awards, which is on in 2 weeks' time, on November 30th. So the best startups from all around Ireland are going to come together in City Hall. And I'll be up on stage hosting it. So I'm really looking forward to that. It'll be some different. And again, these are these zones of discomfort, right? You're up there in front of like hundreds of people. And you're growing, and I love that. I'm also going to be judging the awards. I'm actually judging tomorrow. I'm judging on Thursday. Today is Tuesday. I'm judging on Thursday, so that'll be really interesting. Kind of like get to live out my Dragon's Den fantasies of like sitting there and thinking. But I really love that because I get to meet startups. And it's also, if I'm honest, it's lead gen for the pod in a couple of years. I'm looking to see what entrepreneurs are coming up along the way. So I'm always looking, trying to find who's going to be my next rising star. Tonight, I'm off to the Podcast Awards here in Dublin. We're nominated again. It's our second year to be nominated. Last year, we were nominated for Best Business Podcast. Again, nominated this year for Best Business Podcast, which kind of makes sense considering it's a business podcast. And last year, we got bronze. So tonight, who knows? These awards shows are funny. You really don't know. You kind of assume that you'd be told if you're going to win or not, but you actually don't know. So you have to go along and I must practice my, you know, surprised face, my, you know, not being disappointed if you're disappointed face, and my, oh, it's great for them, congratulations, I'm delighted they won face. So I'll be practicing all that in the car on the way in. And that's it for this week. I'll be back here again on Thursday with a brand new interview. Hope you enjoyed this Idea Lab. This is more like a life update. This felt like, you know, just like a little diary episode, catching you up on what's been going on and trying to give you some insights into Stephen Bartlett if you didn't get to come along last week. I must actually thank a lot of people. Loads of people came up who listened to the pod and it was really cool because when you do a podcast, obviously you do it on your own or you do it with a guest. Very rarely do you get to have a live studio audience. And it was kind of cool because I got to actually meet loads of people who listened to the pod. So if you came up and said hello to me, thank you very much. It really does make my day every single time. And it's cool to see people who enjoy the pod so much. So thank you so much. I'll chat to you in a couple of days. Have a great week.